Hello, my name is Chuck Rom, and today I would like to welcome you to Freeform Spiritual Wisdom. For the past 28 years, I've immersed myself in the exploration, the study, and the practice of the knowledge and wisdom that lies within metaphysical and spiritual concepts and ideas. That wisdom is also contained within you, and to a degree, is able to be found within the philosophies and teachings that are available, both historically and presently, on our planet today. What I intend to do as we move forward with each new episode of this podcast is to explore and provide for you a process and an experience where you can effectively use this information to create the type of life that brings you the satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness that you desire. However, a necessary aspect of these changes is a much broader and deeper understanding of who and what you are. The two are actually inseparable, and becoming aware of this deeper aspect of yourself allows a perspective to come forward that is not present if this is omitted, which then results in a number of limitations to the outcome that's experienced. It's these limitations that cause people to continue searching for a more fulfilling solution to the challenges they have in their lives. Moving you beyond those limitations is the experience I intend to provide for you here. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. As always, I'm very glad that you guys had the opportunity to stop by once again and join me here. So today, what I want to talk about is I want to talk about the ideas of self-acceptance and self-trust, and how key these two components are to your ability to do all the things that you want to do for yourself and in your life. So, of course, the information that I share here is all built upon the idea that we are all more than what we have considered ourselves for, depending on who we are, certain lengths of time. In other words, more than the body. And so the direction that we take here is that you are, in fact, the soul or the self or whatever word that you would like to use for that, as long as, or I will suggest that as long as whatever term you're using has no limitations to it, because in fact, I'll suggest to you that that is your position, that as the self, as the soul, the actuality of that is that you have no limitations. I know that in both Western and Eastern philosophies, the concepts really are some sort of a hierarchical type of a model, where as the soul, we are a smaller aspect of something larger. I'm going to suggest that that is not actually the case. We are equal to everything in all of what there is, shall we say, spiritually, in energy and consciousness, whatever term you would like to use. We have no limitations. We are able to do any and all things that we want to. So, of course, this is the direction that I take here. And so I think I've mentioned in some of the earlier episodes the things that influenced me. And the strongest influences by far, even though there have been others that have been quite nice and have been very powerful for me, is what is typically called channeled information. And the sources that I would have to identify in my life that lent the most strongly to how it is that I was able to explore and then to connect with myself and the information that I have there would be through an individual named Jane Roberts, Rob Butts and Seth, and Mary Ennis and Elias, and Serge Grambois and Chris. And there are some others in there. I've paid attention to a little bit of Abraham's stuff and some other individuals, Alexander. And there's been much, if you're familiar with The Course in Miracles, that was supposed to be channeled information, but I've covered this, of course, in an earlier episode. But just again, to give you an idea about where I'm coming from. So again, the idea here is that we can get locked into a concept that consciousness is an effect of the brain, and it is expressed only in our human form, or maybe to more limited degrees within animals and everything else that we have on the planet. What I suggest to you here, and maybe I can make it more clear now, is that consciousness exists, period. the self, the soul, and consciousness are in many ways synonymous. Consciousness is in existence first, initially, and then it creates. It creates us as one of the things that it's creating. We create us, right? There's not something else creating us, but consciousness exists. Consciousness is actually a part of all things, even though we don't recognize it as that. And so some of these things are important to understand to allow you the freedom to be able to do the things that you want to do with your life. And I'll mention and suggest, in particular, in the decade, in the century that you live in presently, and the ones that we are moving into. And I've suggested this a little while ago, in that we have some changes happening in the way that we're creating physical reality, and they are becoming larger, and they're becoming more encompassing. And of course, what's going on with them is they are creating challenges, stress, conflict, and trauma. And really, this depends on where you are in the process of understanding yourself and how all of this occurs. And so maybe what I would suggest to you, especially if you're relatively new to this kind of an exploration, is to look around, and really this is just observational. This is not meant to be judgmental about anybody else. This is just observational. Look around, and you can even use yourself possibly, but look around to individuals who have very strong opinions about how and why things should be done. And pay attention to the stress that these individuals, if they haven't already, are beginning to experience in those areas of their life, especially those areas where they hold those types of opinions very strongly. Because what we're doing here is we're allowing ourselves more choice in our reality, more choice in our world, and understanding that it really is just a choice. That one really is not better than another. They are just choice. We get to choose what we want to choose, and so does somebody else. They're not right or wrong. They're not better or worse. They're not good or bad. They are choice. They are a part of our experience here, because that's what we're doing with this reality. We are experiencing with this reality. That's what we do as self, as soul. This is why an understanding that you are more than just your body in this type of an exploration, if you choose to do it, is an important thing to allow yourself to become familiar with, to open up to, because there's a lot that's going on in association with that right now. Now, this wasn't necessarily true a century ago, 2 centuries ago, a millennium ago. We weren't doing then what we are doing now. Some people on the planet were, very few, right? Certain individuals that were walking around the planet, whether they were quote-unquote male or female, or some small collections of individuals in various parts of the planet, had some greater awarenesses, right? But it was not the bulk of our population here. This is beginning to change. This is what's being seen by younger individuals now choosing, not necessarily, and I'm not going to say all of them, but a larger number than we've had before, not necessarily aligning with one particular sex or another. In other words, they don't call themselves male or female. They are fluid. They move between the two. They are a different type of an expression, right? They choose a different expression of that. Now, those individuals really have been around for a while. You know, we've used a particular label for them. We've called them homosexual, but that really is a little bit constraining, because I'm going to suggest that they're really more than that. They don't necessarily identify themselves as either male or female. The difficulty is that with this type of an expression in our reality, because we are so used to many individuals anyway, expressing as either male or female, when an individual finds themselves in this type of a circumstance instead, then they try to identify what's going on with themselves through the models that they have around themselves, which is a constraining thing to do. But what we're doing is we're moving into a time period now where there is more information that's coming in, and it's being presented by a lot of different individuals. And so this will allow individuals a greater ability to embrace the reality of how they're expressing their reality. But to get back to why I began with this, we will recognize as a planet that more individuals like this are showing up in our civilizations. It's as a result of the expanding way that we are all of us behind the scenes, shall I say, I'll call it that, choosing to create our reality now. And so we're all part of that. Now, as a result of that, there's a few things that are really important. And as I began this, I talked about two of maybe the most important ones. And this is self-acceptance and self-trust. So accepting yourself is all about allowing yourself to make the choices that you want to make at the times that you want to make those choices. Now, really, the battle here is not with the individuals or the circumstances or the situations around you. The battle is with yourself. You're the one that will judge your choices. And I'm not saying that this is wrong or bad. We have, in terms of time, a long history of constraining our choices, right? A long history of telling ourselves that we can't accept a particular choice if that's the choice we want to make, regardless of what it is. It could be about work, it could be about sports, it could be about free time, it could be about sexuality, it could be about travel, it can be about anything under the sun. It doesn't make any difference, right? Beliefs are applied to everything on our planet, to all the things that we do. So it can be about anything. But we have a long history, quote unquote, of constraining our choices in many, many different ways, right? One choice is right, another choice is wrong. One choice is good, another choice is bad. And I know there's a lot of depth to this, and we're not going to go into a ton of depth right now. We'll do that in the future, but we're just going to begin to get into this right now. So accepting yourself. Now, this can be tricky too, because you have to make sure, or you want to contemplate, you want to be mindful in that, is the decision that you're about to make, the choice that you're about to make, is it really you accepting you, or is it being colored by a belief someplace? And it just seems like you're actually making a choice that's your own choice. Because some things have become quite automatic for us, right? So sometimes mindfulness can be a very tricky thing, for lack of a maybe better word at this particular moment. So in other words, being quite aware of why it is you're making the choice that you're making right now. Is that choice being colored by anything else, any belief system? Now that's not to say that if you're using a belief, that's necessarily a bad thing. Just to be aware at this point that you are using a belief. What belief are you using, and why are you using it in that moment? Okay, these are the things that are important for you, because you're doing this. You're doing this every moment of your existence. Okay, and right now you may be thinking, Chuck, this is starting to get a little bit complicated. Well, I'm going to try to make it as uncomplicated for you as I possibly can. But I'm suggesting to you that this is the movement that we are all into. In other words, we're all heading in a direction where what we want to do for ourselves is to allow ourselves more choice. Actually, any choice we want to make. But we're coming from a situation, historically, we will say, where that hasn't been the model that we've been using. And so we are moving out of a model that is quite familiar to us and is really quite strongly woven into how we live our life. Now, that model is all about beliefs and how we've used beliefs through the centuries to dictate and to direct us in the things that we've done in our world and our lives. And again, I'm not saying this is wrong. It's just a model that we are going to leave behind. What we're going to do is we are going to bring ourselves to a place where we recognize all choice is equal. And again, I know this sounds like a difficult thing, and we're not going to get deeply into that again, but I just want to mention that once more here. Working with beliefs, working with understanding what belief is cropping up for you. And it's not difficult because you're living your life every single day and you're having situations and circumstances and interactions with individuals all the time, even with yourself. You got inner dialogue going on. You're thinking about something else. There's a particular image that's happening in your mind. Your imagination is going, whatever may happen to be, you're creating some scenario in there and you are responding to it, right? And in your response, there are particular beliefs that are being expressed, right? There's particular feelings and emotional state that are going on with you. And so you can then recognize that there is a particular way that you're thinking or feeling about something, and you can go, okay, well, why? And there's a belief in there someplace. And a lot of times, there will be a theme in that. In other words, it'll come back to you over and over and over again. It'll make it easier for you to recognize what it is you believe about yourself, or yourself in association with another individual, or a situation, or a circumstance that is limiting or seeming to limit your choice. Actually, in the moment, it is limiting your choice. But this is what you're doing for yourself. You're acknowledging it, you're noticing it, and acknowledging it. So then what you can do is you can move beyond it, which then opens up your ability to choose. And this is going to be true in all aspects of your existence. This is what you want to do with everything that's going on in your life right now. You want more choice. Everybody wants more choice. One of the things that's interesting that I'll express to you that everybody, I'm guessing at least a lot of us, have noticed is this. And I'm going to provide a little background information first. So I think in some of the earlier episodes, one of the things that I mentioned is that as we first are born, quote unquote, as we first show up in this particular dimension of reality, our physical reality, we do not incorporate all of the belief systems that we will have incorporated by the time we get to be maybe 25, 30 in there someplace. And we still have quite a bit of our, I'll just say, understanding of the self within us. And one of the things that is an understanding of the self is that as the self or the soul, we are totally, at all times, infinitely self-directing, right? We are choosing in each moment what we want to do, and then we do it, right? This is, I will suggest to you, why that as a child is beginning to grow up and as they're learning to talk, and as you tell that child, especially in this day and age, and I'll suggest even more so as we move further into this movement as the years and the decades go by, as you are directing, telling this child what to do, they are refusing. They are saying no. They are doing the opposite many times. Why? Because they know it is their choice to do what they want. Now, what's occurred with all of us and what will still be occurring with these individuals to some degree, and this depends on the family that they're in and the belief systems that are surrounding them, that family, is that eventually they will give in, shall we say. They will say, okay, it's up to other people to direct what I do in my life, and they will begin to take the direction that other people give them. And I know there's a lot of ideas and concepts and beliefs that we have about why this is how it should be. And we're not going to talk about that here either. But we'll get to it in other episodes. We will chat about those things. So anyway, I mention this because I know that in your life, a number of times, if not frequently, depending on where you are in your belief of yourself, you have noticed this in yourself. When somebody or some situation dictates to you that this is what you should do, this is what you shall do, some voice inside of you someplace says, nope, I don't want to, right? I'm going to do what I want to do. Or you will do what you have been directed to do or what you believe you need to do in that situation, but it does not feel right, correct? Okay, so this is as the result of, I'll call it at this time, the conditioning that we've had throughout our lives, right? we've become used to how other individuals direct us, how circumstances and situations direct us. Our history and our world suggest that this is the way that it is. But again, this is a model that we want to let go of. And so more and more now, you will be noticing in yourself and in people around you that having somebody else or a situation or a circumstance direct you does not feel good. You do not want to do it, right? And sometimes you will do dramatic things to not have that happen. Or sometimes you will use various methods that aren't quite so dramatic. You may get sick, because getting sick is an easy excuse, shall we say, to get out of doing something, and it's acceptable for you to do that. It's acceptable by society. You get sick, and then, of course, you don't have to do whatever it is you were supposed to do because you're sick now. You can be sick for a long, long time, right? It can be years. I'm going to suggest to you, however, that there may be a more effective way to do things. And it takes a little bit of work, of course, instead of getting sick, right? Or whatever other method you may use, right? Maybe you break a bone or something like that. There's many, many reasons why things happen in life. Many of the reasons why physical things happen in life to us is because we feel we don't have a choice, and yet we don't want to do what's expected of us in that moment, or the demands that are being placed on us, right? By either the person or the situation or the circumstance. So we take actions, and I want to call it this at the moment, unconsciously, right? Something occurs so that we don't have to do that, right? We don't have to make the choice that we don't actually want to make. But that's not actually how we want to do this. What we want to do is we just want to express our choices at the moment that we want to express them. So what it's going to take is it's going to take leaving our conditioning behind, which means becoming aware of the beliefs that are influencing us as we do all the things in our life that we're doing. Why is it we're doing the things that we're doing in the way that we're doing them, right? So accepting ourselves is a big key in this. When you want to do something, when you want to make a choice, accepting you for who you are, accepting your choice as a choice that's valid for you in this moment is important. Now, another part of this is trusting yourself. And in this, I'm going to tie both of these into those deeper layers of yourself also. So accepting and trusting not only in this layer, this expression of you, but in all of you, those deeper layers of yourself that you may have some familiarity with at this point in time, or you may not have much of that yet at this point in time, right? Now, why is the trust important? The trust is important because your life shows up for you. Your future, we'll call it that, shows up for you as a result of the choices that you make in each moment. So the more accepting you are of yourself in each moment, the more trusting you are of yourself in each moment, the more you're going to see that reflected in the future that shows up for you then. And this is regardless of what it is that we're talking about. Let's take money, for instance, just because it's an easy one. Let's say that you want to have more money in your life, right? Now, understanding that you, in collaboration with the inner you, with the self, with the soul, and you, of course, are that self, that soul, you're an expression, an extension of that self or soul into physical reality. And there is no separation. There just seems like there's separation while we're having this experience. But you, in collaboration with that self, manipulate consciousness to create your reality around you, shall we say. Okay? This means everything, money included. Items. Doesn't make any difference what it is. Clothing, cars, homes. Doesn't make any difference what it is. All things. So if you're in a place, and of course this is our example right now, if you're in a place where you don't think that you have a lot of money, or you think that you need more money, or whatever it might happen to be, right? And this comes into, and this brings in the idea of wants as well. And we'll talk about that maybe a little bit here, what it is that I want, what we want and why we want it. We want it because, of course, we don't believe we have it. And what this means, I'll suggest at this moment, and what I'm going to suggest is different, is that we really already have it. And you're going to go, well, what do you mean I already have it? If I want a different car, it's certainly not in my driveway. No, it's not in your driveway, not yet. But you have it within you. It's there within consciousness. In other words, it's there to be created in consciousness. If you accept yourself, who and what you are, all of who and what you are, and if you trust yourself, you can create those things, right? Now, I'm not talking about you focus really strongly and then you create those things. I'm talking about a natural flow of how those things will show up in your life, an easier flow about how those things will show up in your life. And really, I'll suggest that this is how they show up in your life anyway. We just don't recognize it, all right? Sometimes we don't recognize the shift that we have made within ourselves that allows a different belief that we have, a different aspect of what's going on with us, those inner parts of ourselves many times, to supply something to us, to create something in consciousness for us within physical reality that we weren't allowing previous to that, prior to our shift in the way that we were doing things, right? And this is the kind of things that happen. So you're thinking in the moment that you don't have a lot of money. You're looking at your checking account, you're looking at your bank account, and there's not a lot there as far as you're concerned, and so you won't buy certain things. Okay, you won't allow yourself to, you say, okay, you know, I can eat out once a week and I can buy maybe some clothes every couple of months and we can maybe go to a movie once a week, you know, but I got to kind of watch what I have for money, right? Because you're looking at how you think money comes into your life, how much money you have, and you're basing your decisions on that, right? And the inner you and consciousness are quite aware of the beliefs that you have about money, how it is that you are interacting with that particular concept and idea. If what you do instead is you trust, and I'm not saying that this is going to happen all in one fell swoop, and this is where I have suggested that you can start this process with smaller things, right? Easier things. And going to the movies, of course, doesn't really cost a lot of money. Or you may think it kind of does. I'll suggest to you it does not. And let's even start there. Let's say that if you believe it does, let's say you adopt this perspective instead that says, well, maybe it's not quite so much money, right? And if what you do is entrusting the inner you, entrusting this process, entrusting that you can shift the way that you use beliefs in a moment, because that's what it's all about, is what you're doing in this moment. If you can trust that you can do that, you'll see the results of that. And it'll happen small at first, but it'll build. So then what you do is you decide to go to a movie, not just one night out of the weekend. Let's say you do it on Saturday nights or Friday, not just one, but two. You go to a movie Friday and Saturday night. You go, okay, guys, let's see movies twice a night. And you don't worry about it. Or you, I suppose, a more realistic, maybe I'll use that word now, way to say that is you attempt to worry about it as little as you possibly can. Now, if you can just not worry about it, that's the best way to go. Or maybe the most effective. But the most effective way to do it is just not to worry about it. And I'll suggest that's what maybe you do. Just don't worry about it. Just do that. And then allow yourself to do that week after week after week. And what you'll see is that the money that you need for other things is still there. And that little bit of extra money that you're using to go to the movies twice now instead of once is there. All right? You're able to do all the things that you need to do, even though you're doing this extra thing. And then add one other not so big extra thing. Buy some kind of a dessert for everybody that you normally wouldn't buy. And do that on a weekly basis. Or if you already do it on a weekly basis, do it twice a week. And continue to do that. And you'll notice the same thing. This is about trusting that the inner you, through the processes that we've already described in the other episodes, is in collaboration with you, creating your reality around you, supplying to you what it is that matches your state of mind in this particular moment. And in this particular moment, part of what's going on in your state of mind is you are trusting that these things will be supplied, and they will be. Now, there may be some hesitation in that. You may have a little bit of worry, maybe some fear involved, depending on what it is. But I would suggest that just allow yourself to move beyond that. Just allow yourself to make the choice anyway. And you will see through this experimentation that, in fact, it'll work out just fine. And you can begin slow like this. In fact, I'm going to suggest to begin slow like this so you can notice the results of what's going on. Okay. And it's really not about, a lot of people make this mistake. It's really not about you intentionally trying to create a particular thing. It's about putting yourself in a position where you relax your grip on many of the beliefs that you have about your inability to choose, right? The lack of what you have. You accept yourself. You trust yourself in an increasing number of ways. And as you do that, that's reflected in the life that you see showing up for you and around you. And this is a very important thing. This is something that a lot of people don't recognize, but it is how things work out with this. So in this, what you're doing is you are allowing choice to be a more neutral thing. In other words, you're allowing yourself to make a choice, and not that it's a good choice or a bad choice, or a limiting choice or an unlimiting choice, because really what you're attempting to do here is to look at all choices as equal. And again, that's maybe a little bit more down the road with this than what we've just talked about, but it's kind of the direction that you're going to be heading. You're going to be heading in the direction of making everything more equal as far as choice is concerned. In this, there's a phrase that many people use that's kind of a good phrase, and I'm going to try to remember it here in the moment, see if I can pull it back. Oh, and now it's showing up. And people will say, it is what it is. And what this is this is a movement, an action, in the moment of acceptance. This is acceptance of what you've just created in the moment. Because again, you're the one that's creating your reality. And so what you can do and what is effective to be able to do in the moment, as you recognize something is happening in the moment, just accept that this is going on in the moment. Now, this is not the same thing as saying that, yeah, this is what I want to happen over and over and over again, right? It's just saying that this is what's happening now. This is what's happening in my reality at this moment. And you accept it. You identify it and you accept it. And in that, as you identify it and as you acknowledge it, yeah, this is what's happening, and then as you accept it and you're okay with it, what you allow yourself to do is to move beyond the hold that that particular belief that's associated with that particular action or event has on you, and you begin to neutralize it. You begin to move into a place where when that shows up in your life again, you can either choose to have it in your life or not choose to have it in your life, and it doesn't have the same kind of energy, shall we say, that it once did for you. And it makes doing this easier for you. So going back to the beginning again, self-acceptance is a key to all of this. The more that you can accept who you are, the more that you can accept what choices you want to make for the reasons that you want to actually make those choices, the easier this process is. The easier the flow will be of the way that consciousness forms your experience around you. The more that you can accept yourself, the more that you can trust yourself. And of course, we've included that means accepting and trusting the rest of who you are as well. Especially that trusting thing. That trusting thing is very important. We have, again, a history of, especially in the West, of a image, a model of a higher being, and maybe I'll use the word God, shall we say, that we don't necessarily trust, right? Because this God, through the model that many of us in the West are familiar with, is a very judgmental individual, right? And of course, one of the things that we talk about within the podcast here is our experience here is a reflective experience, right? We move our energy, we move consciousness, shall we say, from what's going on within, we reflect it, shall we say, out around us, and then we view it and we interact with it around us, right? And so it's a movement from inner to outer. It's a reflective experience that we're having. We're experiencing, we're interacting with the reflection of what's going on within us, right? The ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the images, the imagination, the inner dialogue, the beliefs, all of those things that's within us is reflected around us, and we're interacting with all of that. This is the same for the ideas that we've come up down through the ages of some sort of higher beings, right? What we do is we reflect outside of ourselves some sort of an inner knowing that we have of this infinite us that we actually are. But then, of course, what we also do is we also reflect out there and attach to that the judgmentalism that we carry within ourselves, right? The beliefs that we have are also associated with that. So, of course, many times the deities that we have created for ourselves have our own qualities attached to them, right? They would have to, because there are creations, right? There are ideas about what our gods or goddesses are all about. And so many times they are going to be judgmental because we are judgmental. And so as we come to a deeper understanding of who and what we are, then what we do is we let go of those types of things a little at a time. And then we move beyond those things. We actually move beyond looking outside of ourselves for an understanding of who and what we are as the self. And we begin to understand what that means, and then we put that into practice in our experience here, of course, which is what we're talking about here. And so the more familiar we become with the us that we are, of course, the easier it is to accept ourselves and the easier it is to trust ourselves as well. And all of this is part of the same process, I guess I'll call it, in this particular moment. So it's one that I'll suggest is really well worth our time and effort in moving into self-acceptance and moving into self-trust, because they're really the keys. As you accept yourself, as you accept greater and greater portions of you, who you are, what you want to be, who you want to be, how you want to express yourself, as you become good with all of that, you will also allow that for other individuals as well. So your self-acceptance will turn into acceptance of everybody around you. Now, part of this also is the idea of uniqueness, right? Variegatedness. No other individual out there is meant to be the same as us. We're all meant to be different, right? And that's something that can help us in our own self-acceptance. We're meant to be unique. We're meant to be different. We're not meant to be the same. So as we recognize that and we accept it within ourselves, then we allow other individuals that as well. And so then the conflict is decreased, right? Because what we do is we relax our hold on things like expectation. If we let go of expectations that we place on ourselves, then we relax the expectations that we have on other individuals, because nobody likes to feel that type of energy pointed towards them. It's like those demands that we talked about earlier that you feel people make on you. Expectations are of that energy. Nobody likes the energy of an expectation directed at them from somebody else or from ourselves if we do it. You know, there are certain situations you expect this of yourself. And many times what that is that's not about self-acceptance, right? So if you have an expectation of what you should do at a particular time or why you should do something at a particular time, that's not really self-acceptance, right? You're opposing yourself in that situation. You're opposing your natural movement. And this happens all the time. We're very used to doing this, right? This takes a recognition. This takes mindfulness. And it takes becoming increasingly aware of our state of mind, of the beliefs that are influencing us, right? Of the ideas and the concepts that we have about who we are and why we do the things that we do. And as we recognize those things, then we allow ourselves the opportunity to move beyond those. So expectations, again, are one of those things that play a large part in these types of things. And so again, accepting ourselves allows ourselves to choose what we want to choose. And maybe you can even see that if what you're doing is placing expectation on yourself, you may see that you have, in doing that, created some sort of a physical malady, a physical problem that prevented you from moving in that direction. Because what you were doing is you weren't accepting yourself. Maybe you weren't trusting yourself either, right? And so when these themes are going on in your life, you will see those themes perpetuated in your daily life, right? They will continue to be played out. You'll see those things happening in your life over and over again. But the opposite will also occur, right? As you choose to be trusting of yourself, as you choose to be accepting of yourself, and these two work hand in hand. The more you can find yourself trusting of yourself in certain situations, this will also have a positive effect, we'll use that word in this moment, on accepting yourself. And as you find yourself accepting yourself in certain situations, it'll have an effect on you being more easily able to trust yourself. So they work very collaboratively in this way. Trust and acceptance, self-trust and self-acceptance. Because, of course, it is really all about you. It's not about trusting someone else. It's not about accepting somebody else, even though you will more and more all the time. Because you're the one that's creating your reality, right? It's not about somebody else. Your life shows up for you because of your state of mind, because of your inner environment and how that's projected around you. And so the more that you understand yourself, the more that you're allowing yourself to make the choices that you want to make, the more that you're accepting yourself, the more you're trusting yourself, the more you're going to see that reflected in your life around you as it shows up for you. And so again, practice with smaller things. Practice with accepting small things in your life. Practice with trusting in small ways at first, and then build on that. Right? And don't push it. It's, of course, not a race. And it's not about should, right? Try to, if you can, stay away from those things. Don't judge yourself in any part of this process, because, of course, that's not self-acceptance either, right? And I know that this can be a tricky thing. You can fall into the trap even while you're doing this of going, oh, I just did that wrong, you know? And just notice that you said that. It's like, well, no, there really is no wrong. It's just about practice. Right? You're just becoming familiar with doing things in a way that you haven't done before. So you got to give yourself some space to be able to do that. This may be quite new to you, or in certain areas it's new to you, right? It may be familiar in some ways, but not in others, right? Which is true for many people. You know, you may find yourself able to accept yourself and trust yourself in certain situations or circumstances or with certain individuals, but not with others. And so just understand that about yourself, you know, understand that this is new territory that you're moving in, and allow yourself the time, shall we say, to embrace that in different areas, to see what that's like, to test the waters, to move into it, and then to see the responses as you do that. Now, you may, of course, see some responses that show up that you may term negative responses. Just understand that that's still some aspects of that, some small parts of this that you're still hanging on to within yourself that you're seeing reflected around you. And eventually those will fall by the wayside also. So again, begin small, but begin. You know, choose something and trust yourself in some way that is a little bit challenging for you, just a little bit challenging, and then move that direction. Or if you think if you can choose something a little bit more challenging, go ahead and do that as well. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying that do something that it doesn't feel like you're pushing yourself too much to do. It's a little bit of a challenge, but not too much, right? And then do that. And so make the movement. Begin to take the actions, right? It takes movement. It takes extending yourself into some areas that you're not familiar with, some areas that ask just a little bit more of you than what you've been doing so far to bring change, right? Because what you're bringing change to is you, right? The change that you see around you will be the change that you've made to you. And so that, of course, is what's important. This then will conclude the information I'm going to share with you in this episode. I want to thank all of you for joining me here today. It's been my pleasure to share this information with you. Moving forward into subsequent episodes of the podcast, what I'm going to do is continue to share information and knowledge with you to offer you methods and practices that will help then to continue to build a nice foundation for you that then you can use as a platform to move forward and apply the information that I've provided for you here into having the type of life that you would like to have. What I'd also like to share with you is that I have another format that I offer this type of information in. It's a Facebook page that I have, and it's called The Home We've Never Left. If you'd like, you can head over there and you can get a little bit of a feel for some of the topics and ideas that we will discuss in the podcast. What I'd also like to touch on is that if you feel the information that I'm providing for you here is of benefit for you in your life and you would like to support that financially in some way, I've included a couple of links in the description below. And contributing in some financial way, of course, would be very appreciated. It helps me in dedicating more of my time to sharing this type of information with all of you. I'm looking very forward to connecting with you in future episodes. I'll see you then.